It's coming up to 8 minutes past seven. John S. Doyle is here now with the papers.
The report by the charity Women's Aid, stating that it received more than 40,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children last year, the highest ever in the organisation's 50-year history, is the main story for the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The Mail highlights the comment by the chief executive of Women's Aid that this is just the tip of the iceberg. One in four women in Ireland is subjected to domestic abuse, she said. The Irish Independent reports in its lead story that Aer Lingus has warned that a strike by its pilots is likely to cost the airline between 20 million and 25 million euro a day. Strikes at Aer Lingus are almost inevitable, according to the Times, which attributes that quote to unnamed observers. The Times leads with a report that European leaders are set to back Ursula von der Leyen for a second term as head of the European Commission, following a push to settle on their choice for the powerful position quickly. The Examiner agrees with that assessment, and Shona Murray, reporting from Brussels, writes that Ireland will start lobbying for a senior Commission portfolio, likely an economic one, as soon as the new Commission President is elected. She mentions that Barry Andrews, newly re-elected MEP, and Michael McGrath, Minister for Finance, are being tipped as the potential successors to Mairead McGuinness. All the speculation points towards McGrath, says Pat Leahy in the Times. The passing yesterday of one of the most significant pieces of environmental legislation in EU history has been simultaneously greeted as a win for nature and citizens and a disgusting act of political cynicism, so writes Caroline O'Doherty in The Independent. In The Examiner, Elaine Loughlin concentrates on the former viewpoint, reporting that the Nature Restoration Law, which aims to reverse the decline of Europe's natural habitats, has been described as a huge opportunity to rebalance our ecosystems. Almost 9% of Irish land is expected to be directly affected by the law, writes Kevin O'Sullivan in The Times. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror focus on Raymond Shorten, the Dublin man who was found guilty over two incidents where he attacked two women who travelled in his taxi in 2022. The man's daughter, Nikita, told the papers that her family had been left completely shattered by his offending. The Irish Sun looks ahead to the three gigs which the singer Taylor Swift is to play in Dublin later this month. Pubs and restaurants in the city are desperate to have her custom, Ken Sweeney writes. The Irish Times front page picture is of the actor Paul Mescal attending the Gucci Men's Spring-Summer 2025 fashion show during Milan Fashion Week yesterday. His outfit includes a half-open shirt, very short trousers, white ankle socks and black loafers. As the caption explains, Mr. Mescal is often seen at fashion shows where his look is associated with a willingness to take risks. The risk in this case, perhaps, being that people might think he was wearing boxer shorts.
John S. Doyle.